I know we all struggle with this desire of wanting to be accepted. So you need to know some things that are true of the follower of Christ. A person in Christ is fully, forever, and completely accepted by God. There may be times when you don't feel accepted, and there may be times where you think you need to earn God's acceptance again and again through your own impressive works. But you need to know that's not how it works. You have been made acceptable in Christ. And God will stop loving you and accepting you when He stops accepting and loving His Son, Jesus, which will be never. No matter what rejection you may be experiencing from people, God will never reject His own. God accepts you and delights in you even more than you accept and delight in your own children, because His acceptance of you is based on Jesus' work and not your own. You cannot earn God's acceptance, but you can bask in it. Charles Spurgeon puts it this way: if a man could know that he was loved by all of his fellow men, if he could have it for certain that he was loved by all the angels, yet these were but so many drops, and all put together could not compare with the main ocean contained in the fact that God loved us. My friends, there are some of you listening today, without a doubt, that stand condemned and unacceptable before God today because of your sin. And if you were to meet with eternity on the other side of this life today, Jesus Himself would say to you, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And He would usher you to hell. But you can know Him. He extends a clear and loving command: come to the table that He's provided and take hold of His provision, His bounty, and enjoy His generosity and loving care for you. Today, repent and turn to Christ in faith, receiving Him as your eternal Lord. And believer, stop working to be accepted by others and live from the standpoint of and bask in the glory of the truth that you are accepted by God, not because of anything great you've done, but because of everything great Christ has done on your behalf. When you do that, you'll be welcomed with open arms by many brothers and sisters in Christ, and you will also make enemies. So stop living your life as if people were big and God were small, and start living out the truth of who you are. You are accepted by God. When you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our missionaries in El Salvador. And also remember the Zaniki LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.